You're listening to Roundtable. A sincere invitation to meet up will be included in a busy schedule, even if it means making time in between lunches and business conferences. If whoever's on the other end of the conversation not giving you an exact date, but rather a let's meet sometime, another time, you may be on the receiving end of a polite declination. That is called 改天再约哦。So guys, how is the phrase 改天再约 or another day we meet up? How should we interpret it?
Well, I think the easiest way to interpret this thing is basically, let's say goodbye and that's it.
Well, it's cruel whichever way you say it. I mean, you could come out to it and just say, look, I don't want to talk to you again. I can't help you. Go away. Or you could say, oh, yeah, let's meet up another day. So it means the same. So I still think even if you just say, let's meet another day, it's just as cruel because you know what's being said in the back of your mind. You know what's being said.
And should we comfort the sensitive souls and broken hearts?Of people that say, I was expecting that another day will come and it never comes.
Well, there are people like that. So, I certainly think of that Chinese phrase, too young, too simple. 太傻太天真 So sometimes you just have to know that certain things are not meant to be taken literally. So when people say that, that just means...Let's say goodbye, and that's it.
I think it gets more complicated, doesn't it? Because it's what is intended by somebody saying, let's meet another day, and what people, perceive from that, because sometimes, even if, I were to say, oh, we'll meet another day, meaning we're never going to meet again, thanks, goodbye, you might actually think, oh, no, he really means it, that's great, you know, so, and you'll go home happy because you've interpreted it a different way. So I still think even once you've used this phrase, there's still plenty of room for misinterpretation or hope, maybe the word is.
Oh, that glimmer of hope that is dashed.
I don't know, maybe different people have different expectations. Personally, even if someone says the sentence to me in a very sincere way, I would still take it as...goodbye. Because as far as I can see, if you really want to say, let's meet some other time, you will say something more than this. Probably say, okay, I will reach out to you on WeChat later and we'll set a date. If he adds that sentence, then I will believe what he actually means.
Okay, so I think here is sort of a time for people to comb through their...previous social experience, and there are so many of these situations that you kind of need to read between the lines, and you kind of need to really read the room as well to understand what it really means. And there are some other American equivalents, apparently, and it'd be interesting to hear what Bob has to comment on that.
Shall I translate them into British?
Yes,
shall
please.
Shall I help you? you go first with these phrases.
Okay, so first of all,At a restaurant, when an American says, it's so good, it's so delicious, I love it. Oh, so annoying. That means a normal meal. And when it's not bad, it tastes, was not good. And when an American says, I was a bit disappointed. And basically the food
is... It's appalling.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bob, how would you interpret those words? Or how would you say it?
I was thinking about this earlier, that I think that the more that British people go over the top, the more that we say we love something, the opposite is true. So if I were
to
say...
You guys are twisted.
No. You just have to understand, you know, if we say, oh, that was quite nice, that means we really liked it.Right, but if we go beyond that and say, do you know, that was absolutely fabulous, I can't wait until we do it again. That is, for a British person, is so disingenuous that it's never going to happen again. I never want to see you again. Please don't take me to that restaurant. In fact, I need to rush off now because I'm feeling ill.
You know, okay, I think in that kind of situation, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not British, but I think in those kind of situations, you need to see the body reaction, the real reaction of that person because...
Body language.
In the same situation, I've actually seen Yeah, I was on a date, and the guy, when I was in London, and then the guy was like, yes, very positive comments, and yeah, I was trying to get to the bottom of it, and I saw that his face was like really happy, and maybe a little bit red, and I was like, maybe things are going okay. But sometimes it's so twisted that in China, like usually guys have this excuse of saying that when a girl says no, she actually says yes. But often when a girl says no, it's no, all right, just for those Chinese guys. Anyway, but in that situation, in the UK, I felt sometimes when a British guy is saying no, actually it means yes. And what?
Well, yes means no and no means yes. I mean, I don't think you can get very much clearer than that.
Well, if that's the norm, then yes, you guys are twisted. And just so
Do you know what? I'll tell you what the simple way of telling, and that is see how long they breathe for before they actually give you a reply. Because if they do a quick sort of, that means they're delaying giving you an answer, which means it's probably not the answer that you want. So just look at how they breathe.
How they breathe and the adjectives that they're throwing into this.
Just keep it low key. That's what you should do.
Just so you know, Bob, you're fabulous.
How should I interpret that?
You know what? No, I'm not sure. I think it's
being disingenuous. Just give it straight to us. What do you mean?
He's fabulous.
Okay, so take the word for it. Is that you're listening to Roundtable, and I can't believe that is the end of today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you can find us at EZFM Roundtable on WeChat. That's all for today. Bye.